Many U.S. soldiers going to Iraq get a chance to learn a little about that country through training exercises in this country that feature Iraqi expatriates. The U.S. military hopes this training is going to mean better understanding of social and religious values in Iraq. From member station WFIU in Bloomington, Indiana, Will Murphy reports.
Since the first days of the mission in Iraq, roughly 4,000 troops have rolled through Camp Atterbury, a military training site 30 miles south of Indianapolis. As part of their preparations, they're run through a role-playing program with hired Iraqi nationals who train them to react appropriately to what's called low-intensity conflicts between civilians and soldiers. Retired Army Colonel Paul Hughes, who spent much of 2003 with the Office of Reconstruction and Humanitarian Aid in Iraq, says this approach has become an increasingly important component of military training.
And these are the sorts of ambiguous situations that soldiers today find themselves in. Wounded civilians approach a military outpost needing aid, and the leader on the ground has to assess what's going on here, what are my possible options, and what's the correct course of action to take.
Roughly 1,000 Iraqis are employed at 8 training facilities across the country. At Atterbury and other installations, the staged confrontations continue day and night.
Okay, here's the whole scenario.
On a cold, rainy January morning, a small group of civilians gathers in a special compound. Today, they're playing the roles of Iraqi villagers. They're paid to taunt, curse, welcome, and sometimes attack soldiers training at Atterbury. As the participants await their assignments, they mill about and joke, like actors at a casting call.
I have one cop interpreter.
No, we got three.
I will. Temperature.
Okay, you're the identified interpreter. Okay, camera crew.
Here.
Within minutes of being prepped for the next exercise, they form a crowd outside the gates of a training enclave on the Atterbury grounds. Their assignment: to seek medical treatment for 2 injured Iraqis, including a woman with a bleeding arm. The soldiers at the gate, who have not been briefed about the exercise, are caught off guard and make a number of errors. One male soldier makes the critical mistake of searching the woman for weapons. Immediately, the situation turns ugly.
Do not touch my weapon again, please. You need to back off, please. Back off. Back off.
Eventually, the soldiers radio for a translator and a female soldier to search the woman, and the crisis subsides. When the exercise is over, the Iraqis seek shelter from the wind and rain in a nearby tent. They sip hot Iraqi tea and wait for the next scenario. Salah Thanan says he supports the U.S. campaign in Iraq and finds the role of insurgent a little odd.
But, you know, it's not very difficult because they will explain to you how you do this, your job. Just have gun with you or some weapons and hide in somewhere. And if you see the army coming, just show yourself and try to shoot someone or throw something and hide again. It's fun.
At the end of January's cycle of exercises, Thanan will return home to New York for a few weeks' rest. He's been living out of a suitcase for over a month. He and his fellow Iraqis will return to Indiana in February for another round of simulated conflicts. Given the ongoing American effort to control the spread of violence in their home country, they're likely to be employed for some time to come. Colonel Paul Hughes says Thanan and the hundreds of other Iraqi nationals employed as fake civilians can count on a booming demand for their services. For Day Today, I'm Will Murphy in Bloomington, Indiana.